A gunman has killed three people and wounded others critically at one of Denmark's biggest shopping malls. A 22-year-old man has been arrested and charged with the attack. The Ukrainian army has retreated from the strategic city of Lysychansk as Russia claims a major victory by seizing control of the entire eastern Lugansk region. Protests in Akron, Ohio continued yesterday, sparked after the release of body camera footage that showed police fatally shooting a black man with several dozen rounds of bullets. Peter Brook, director and writer of The Empty Space, who revolutionized the stage by returning drama to its simplest roots, has died, aged 97. Chinese developer Shimao Group said it has failed to make payment on a 1 billion bond that matured Sunday, one of the biggest such defaults so far this year, as China's real estate sector continues to struggle. Demonstrators in Georgia are demanding that the government resign over its failure to secure candidacy for membership of the European Union. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has criticized President Joe Biden for calling on oil companies to lower sky-high gasoline prices. And 10 years after it discovered the Higgs boson, the Large Hadron Collider is about to continue its quest to reveal more secrets about how the universe works. For more on these stories and to stay informed with the latest news, head to RTL Today. You can do that through our apps, our social media, or directly on rtltoday.lu. The week's getting off to a good start. Pleasant temperatures, blue skies, with a few clouds and sun all day long. The morning's temperature starting off at 15 degrees, rising to highs of 25 by the afternoon.